But right now, time is short. He's on the line. Sean Spicer. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing great, and it's so awesome to hear you on the air. You know, you were such a trusted friend and colleague of Rush's that it's so fitting that you're able to help carry on the mantle by being on air and having that voice out there. So I say this as a friend that I am so proud to see what you have done since Rush's horrible passing. But I'm sure he would be so proud to know that you're on every day carrying this mantle on.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you so much. Sean, I was shocked this morning. I turned to BizPack Review after, you know, I get up early, very early, and I look and I see this headline about you. And it's like,
yeah.
And the headline says, Sean Spicer goes off on Psaki. Don't you dare ever minimize my service to this nation. You got it? I said, what the hell is this? Because you are one of the most even-tempered, just nice guy, just even. Great guys. And so, number one, I never equate you being angry, and we all saw you stand up and deal with these people who were so hostile, and you never lost your cool with them. Never. And so I looked at this, and it took, and I was taken aback. So can you tell everyone what this is about?
Yeah, well, first, I appreciate the kind comments about my attitude, but I'll tell you, you go after my family or my integrity, and I'll come back at you. And in this case, here's the backstory. President Trump appointed me to a 3-year term to serve on the Board of Visitors for the U.S. Naval Academy, which I've done since 2019. Yesterday, President Biden fired all 18 Trump appointees to West Point, the U.S. Naval Academy, and the Air Force Academy. And then White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, when she was asked about it at the press briefing, said that, you know, it was about our qualifications. I usually don't openly talk about my military service, but I have 22 years in the military. I was a graduate of the U.S. Naval War College. I've served under 5 presidents. I've never made politics part of my service at all. And not just me, but you have people like H.R. McMaster, Lieutenant General, 4-star General Jack Keane, 3-star General Lieutenant Swan, who was a former commander of Army North. And so to have Jen Psaki go up there and talk about our qualifications, you know what? James, here's the thing. I don't ever question someone's commitment or how they want to serve this country, whether it's at some school board or in a different way, you know, the Boy Scouts. There's so many ways you can serve your community in the country. I'll never question anyone. But don't you dare question my experience or my qualifications to serve. And you know what? Not one of those weasels in the White House press office or press corps said anything back. I'm not out there, you know, it was amazing to see that sort of things minimized. And for Jen Psaki to have the, you know, I don't want to say it, but to basically get out there and question not just me, but all these other individuals' qualification. By the way, on what was yesterday, September 8th, at 6 p.m., they fired Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster from the board of West Point. And on Saturday, September 11th, he will receive West Point's highest honor from the Alumni Association. So how ironic that they're talking about people not being qualified or fit to serve, or that, frankly, their values. I find it reprehensible and disgusting that this is how they've tried to frame this.
Sean, I remember in the middle of a campaign, and for politicos like you, like me, these campaign seasons are like, it's like the Super Bowl. It is what we breathe, we eat. I remember in the middle of a campaign, you left because you had to serve with the reserves. And you did your service and you came back. No one made a big deal out of it, but I remember thinking at the time, wow, you talk about a commitment. Sean, you are so committed to serving this nation, and you have been in uniform and proud of it. This is just totally disgraceful.
Well, James, there's two additional things. First, thank you. But number one, these boards have never been political. We have, for the entire history of their existence, each president appoints people, then the next president comes in, and no one's ever kicked anyone off. President Trump kept all the Obama appointees on. But politics has always been kept at the water's edge. We join these institutions because we care about the academies. We care about the training and the curriculum for future officers. And so to have somebody go out there and question that is so beneath the pale. Plus, I mean, here's the thing. You know, this is all about making sure they haven't let us meet for the whole year. They ordered this stand down of all the academies. And I think, frankly, James, part of it is because they didn't want anyone to conduct oversight or push back on inserting things like critical race theory into the curriculum. So I this is more of the Biden administration trying to institute their woke agenda into the academies and into the military. But there's no explanation from this. And you have a feckless, weak White House press corps that won't tell the truth on this.
You know, this is just another example of the kind of distrust that Joe Biden is spreading across the nation. And he was supposed to be, remember, the candidate of unity. He was going to be the guy that unified the country after what he called what was the chaos years of Donald Trump. He was going to be the adult in the room. And this is as partisan and as wicked a political move as any move that has been made. It's just, it is unbelievable. And I am so glad that you're speaking out about this and let people be. Do you plan to resign at 6 o'clock, by the way?
No. In fact, I just got a call from President Trump. I told him I'm not resigning. And I'm actually joining a lawsuit that says that they had no right to institute the stand down that occurred. This was unprecedented. This is a congressionally chartered academy board that they had no right to do that on.
Excellent. Now, Sean, where can people find you? You are a star on TV in your own right, which we love.
Thank you. I'm on Newsmax TV every night at 6 o'clock. We'll be on. We're literally about to go on set and get ready for the show tonight. The beautiful thing about Newsmax is you don't need a cable subscription. If you have cable, we're on every outlet. If you don't, you can go to YouTube. You can go to the Newsmax app. I also have a new book out called Radical Nation, James, that is going to look at the Biden-Harris administration for the first time in a comprehensive way. The people and the policies. You can go to Amazon and just look for Radical Nation or Sean Spicer, and it comes up. When I wrote the book, I had no idea how prophetic it was going to be. The idea was to show people where I think they were headed. I had no idea it would be this bad.
Amazing. Sean, thank you for coming on with us. And keep WABC on while you're watching, Sean, please.
Of course. You can do that. Just put the TV on and then listen to James.
Sean, thank you. And we hope to be hearing from you again, and I hope that we get a good resolve with this. This is a disgraceful moment in American history. And thank you for standing up for American values. And thank you most of all, Sean, for your continued love and service for this nation.
Absolutely. And I appreciate your friendship and you always having me on and being there to listen. So I appreciate and thank you for everything that you're doing to get the word out and to help make sure that people have the side of the story that they're never going to get from the mainstream media.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sean. James Golden here on WABC Talk Radio 77.